What's invisible and smells like carrots? Bunny farts. What's white and has an orange stripe? Bunny underwear. Anyway, my name is Ernie Miller, but I go by Sensei Ern because I hate the name Ernie. You think about the name, who do you know that's named Ernie? There's Ernst P. Worrell.
Ern Ernie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Ern? There's, if you remember the Andy Griffith show, there was Ernest P. Bass. And why is it that every child molester that's on Saturday Night Live is named Uncle Ernie? Nobody under 50 knows who Tennessee Ernie Ford is. They don't know who Ernest Tubb is. And unless they're a World War II buff, they don't know who Ernie Pyle was, the World War II reporter. And when you mention Ernie Pyle, all they think of is Gomer Pyle. As a cruel joke, my boss put me in a cubicle with a guy named Bert. I decided to be different. I started going by my middle name, Leo. I was gonna use just beat the crap out of you because I'm a dork, but that didn't work in the card. So I go by Ern. Now the only thing I have to worry about is people go, you know what I mean, Ern? With a name like Ernie, you have to do something tough. And people, I'm sure, noticed the hat. This hat I earned by serving 6 years as a recon scout in an air cav unit, jumping out of helicopters. When I joined up in the military, there was an old question that the recruiters were required to ask, and that was, have you ever or are you now involved in a homosexual relationship? And unless your answer was no way, they kind of convinced you not to join. I asked the recruiter, well, what if somebody come out and said yes? He said they turned those over to the Navy recruiter. I got out of the military and I became a contractor for the federal government. I've worked at the Pentagon, the U.S. Postal Service. When my mom found out that I worked for the Postal Service, she asked me if I could get her free stamps. My brother Dean, the stoner, when he found out I was working for the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, he asked me if they had any free samples. I'm not going to tell him that I'm now working for the Food and Drug Administration. And the problem with being from Iowa is the moment people find out, they automatically deduct 100 points from your IQ. And to make a few extra bucks, I worked at the barbershop shining shoes. And it's an incredible experience to shine boots that were standing ankle deep in pig poop an hour ago. These backwoods redneck farmers had the nerve to say, you missed a spot. They'd try to give you business advice. You know, if you only charge $1 instead of $5, you get a lot more shines. I'm like, yeah, like I want to shine 5 times as many pig boots. November 2nd's coming up. I want to encourage everybody to vote. Vote for the Bush of your choice. I was a little concerned about the debate the other day, especially when President Bush asked for a lifeline. It wasn't so bad when he polled the audience, but when he wanted to call a friend and it was Mr. Rogers, that concerned me. But you know that Jesse Jackson has now sponsored John Kerry. Yay City is now a person of color. If orange is a color. I think he sealed up the Oompa Loompa vote. I am a Bush man, and I'm voting for Bush, but I don't know if you all remember a couple months ago that Dick Cheney was... a little flippant, and he called the senator a mother effer. And remember back in the 2000 election, he called a reporter an a-hole. That guy's got a filthy mouth. It's a good thing Colin Powell's son, the head of the FCC, didn't hear. He would have had to sell the rest of his Halliburton shares just to pay off the fine. And you know, with the FCC rules, they're having an awful time making commercials without cuss words. Hi, I'm George Beep. I'm running for president. This is my running mate, Beep Cheney. He'd like to say a few words. Beep, 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 beep. I'm George Beep, and I support this ad.